You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
I've just got away from Demo Factor. I'm here with Vicky Blight, host. You gave us a thrill ride. Exhausting. How did you find it?
Thrilling, exhausting. Fun. Yeah, it's always a weird one, Demo Factor, in terms of deep down you want everybody to be played and you want everybody in the room to either know someone or have someone from their student radio played, and then you're kind of invested in the whole thing, and it's always a bit tough when we run out of time. And I think that's probably the one thing for me that I'm always like, oh no, can we just have half an hour more? Can we just hear a few more? I can promise you the judges will listen and send feedback to you individually. So that's pretty exciting. And I think it was the first year where, God, I think the most exhausting thing was the fact that all the industry bosses seemed to be fighting over people, which was, I think, a first for Demo Factor. There's always been, you know, maybe one or two people that have stood out and gone on to have a show maybe with Bauer or had chats at Global or Communicore. But this was the first year where there were, you know, random industry people in the room that weren't involved in Demo Factor as the production, but just standing in the bar, listening to radio off and on whilst having conversations, and then hearing someone that just their ears sort of pricked up and turned around, and then, you know, they were texting the judges on stage saying, hang on, I'd like to chat with them. So that was really exciting. I think the standard for Demo Factor this year was really high.
Would you, though, have entered Demo Factor? Did you enter? Was it around when you were student radioing?
I'd love to say it was, but I'm too old. No, it wasn't. I think my first glimpse of that world was entering the Cardiff Student Media Awards. That was the first thing I ever entered. And again, I didn't know how to put like an award entry together, just like I didn't know how to put a demo together. But you just try and pick some of your best bits and shove it together and hope that someone thinks, oh, that sounds like a radio show. But that's how I met Chris North, actually. He judged my Cardiff Student Media Award. You know, the stuff that he says on stage now in terms of what order to put your audio in and how long your demo should be, and the variety that he was talking about in terms of don't just pick links that are all pranks or, you know, have variety in there. That's all the stuff he said to me, you know, 15 years ago.
He was very adamant about how important it is to listen to his advice. Mm. So you did, and look where you are now.
Yeah, we're still friends. That's that's always a good one.
What's your current show, your current setup?
At the moment, I'm doing a weekend show for BBC Radio Wales, which is really fun. Yeah, it's a really creative environment, and I'm enjoying it. Enjoy meeting new people, and they're literally banging at
we've got some guests.
Yeah, we do.
From your experiences at BBC Wales, what would be your one top tip for people who are thinking about entering Demo Factor next year?
Next year, do it. Don't sit on the fence. Do it. Even though you might, you know, only get 30 seconds of your demo played, it's still really useful, and it gives you a talking point after the conference to when you see those people at the bar, or you drop them an email, hey, do you remember me? I entered Demo Factor, you stopped my demo after 20 seconds, you told me this, you told me that, which is great, I'd love to chat to you more. And it just opens the conversation, so, you know, you're going to get more from it. Hello?
We've got to let these people in.
We've got to let these people in, and literally they are banging at the door for Rue's autograph now.
Well, I don't know about that. Thank you very much, Vicky.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.